Vista Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 in the morning, the 28th of August. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. I'm back. We're back. Yahoo. Let me tell you, it was, and we got back, midnight, 1 o'clock this morning, something like that. So, Linda is already up trying to make sense of everything that's happened for the last 2 weeks. And we have missed everybody here, but good morning. And let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Welcome back. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into today's trading session, and the markets are modestly lower, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 66 points at 17,055. The S&P 500 down 7 points at 1992, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 13 points at 4556. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 87 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 14 cents at $16.07. Advanced Micro Devices up 2 cents at $4.18. JCPenney down 24 cents at $10.96. And Twitter's up $1.04 at $49.10. Of local interest, PG&E up 21 cents at $46.01. North Farley Bank down 17 cents at $21.02. Harley-Davidson off 50 cents at $63.24. And Sturm Ruger down 19 cents at $49.06. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.32%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.5%. Oil is up 46 cents a barrel at $94.32. And precious metals are high, with gold up $9.84 an ounce at $12.92.29, while silver is up 23 cents at $19.65. This is Chris Lasondak at the rating office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris. Chris, you still there?
Yeah.
You know, isn't it funny? You know, I've just spent a couple weeks in Europe, and the euro is worth like $1.85. I mean, how could the euro, and you don't need to answer, this is a rhetorical question I'm going to ask several times. How could the euro, which is being propped up by countries that are in the complete state of disrepair, their economies are non-existent, be worth more than a dollar?
Well, I think it's also a product of the weakness of the U.S. dollar.
Well, in fact, you know what? You're absolutely right on that one. But it was just amazing to go into places that they have, you know, that money is just being poured into them, and watching the gross national product of Germany and all these others drop, and then see how the euro is worth almost 2 American dollars. Anyway, hey, miss you guys, and have a great day today.
Oh, thank you, Carl. You do the same.
You bet. Okay. Hey, Chris is of course, a member of the Wells Fargo Advisors. We have on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. And you're saying to yourself, where's Trish? Trish is on her way. Yeah, I know. There I am with my girls. Linda, of course, will be here tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot about what we saw on this trip and a lot of other things. I'm not going to talk about them too much today, except to say that it is an experience, and seeing the Normandy beach where D-Day was, and seeing all of the things that happened around that beach in that area was awesome. It was awesome. It brought tears to people's eyes. Not because of anything special that was going on in this, except when you got to the cemetery. And the cemetery was 9,000 Americans buried there. And while we were there, they played the national anthem, and people sang along with it. And then they played taps. Wow. Not a dry eye in the house there. Anyway, a lot of things happening today. We've got people coming in to talk about what's happening with the Veterans Home, about other fundraisers that are going on, about the new track opening up, or Anderson the track down there at the fairgrounds. We have today Heidi Hall, candidate for Democrat Congress, a candidate for Congress running against Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be on at 8 o'clock. We have some questions for her, especially after going through and watching Europe and looking at the cost of living over there. And a main part of it is health care. And what health care being paid for by the government can cost us as citizens of this country. Let's talk about some things closer to home. Now, Bad Bob, have you been paying attention about what's going on? Because there will be a test at the end of the show for me to find out what happened.
Well, besides the fact that it appears that the preparations are in place for Lois Lerner to start seeing a bus from the underside.
Oh, they started throwing her under? You know, one of the things that you don't have is really is access to email or any of that kind of stuff. So I actually brought back a paper from Great Britain that I'm going to present to Silas Lyons. This is what a paper looks like, Silas, in case y'all didn't know. It's this wide, it's this tall, and it's this deep.
It's interesting in the mornings because I listen to one of the local stations carries BBC World Service. And hearing news from that viewpoint is very interesting. And then you turn on Confused News Network and get their take, and it's like, wow.
Well, then you see, and there's a lot of things that are going on during the day that you see that you wonder about. But not having, you know, like I said, internet was very spotty. But what's going on around here? I see on the front page of the Record Search Light, hopefuls differ on fighting crime. Was this just an interview with people, or was this a debate, or do you know? Because it doesn't say anything about it being a debate anywhere. So maybe this is just them interviewing all the people.
I think it was
kind of
an MOS thing, man on the street.
Well,
person on the street.
Well, no, this is what they talked to them, though.
Oh.
So it was, you know, DeQuisto and Quinn and Sullivan and all those people. I can hear you. Hey, what do you think about this shooting by this girl? She's 9 years old, and she was shooting an Uzi. And if you look at the video, and I didn't see the whole video, but, you know, of course, when you get back at midnight, you're kind of like still on Brit time. But it looked like she lost control and shot the instructor in the head. Obviously, he was not in the right position.
Yeah, well, I think it was a woman instructor, but that's a potent little weapon.
Uzis are the Mossad. Yeah, the Mossad used it. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lot got to do with how you hold it and how you take care of it. Okay, what's the weather look like here, buddy?
Sunny, a high near the century mark. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. That's going to start cooling off as we head into your Labor Day weekend. Right now in Reading, we have 71 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, Chuck, good morning. Hey, look, here's the one thing. You're sleeping in a strange bed for literally 2 weeks. And it is not a Sleep Number bed. Let me tell you something. A lot of times they push these beds together and they put something down the middle so that you have, so they look like double beds or queen size beds. And of course they're not, but the beds weren't bad, but they were nothing compared to our Sleep Number beds. In fact, last night after all this travel and all this, and you're all fired up. When I laid down on my Sleep Number bed, my Sleep Number setting of 40 and then the Sleep Number setting of 40, we went right to sleep and I slept so soundly that 4 hours later when I woke up when the alarm went off, I am ready to go. And part of this, and all of this has to do with the ability to sleep on America's best bed. How much is that night's sleep worth to you? Well, I tell you, I can't begin to get into that. But besides the dual air technology, they also have the Sleep IQ technology. That's right. It monitors your sleep while you are asleep. And then we'll send you reports of, hey, maybe you should try this setting or this. And it's just, this is how you move during the night. Sleep IQ technology is available on new mattresses. You can't get it on your old mattress, but you can get it on your new mattresses here. And new mattresses right now are on sale with Labor Day limited edition beds. You got to hurry in. This offer, ends on Labor Day. Your Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Stop by, see Brian. See how good you can sleep at night. I swear, we wished we had had our Sleep Number on that ship. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking Veterans Home, we're going to be talking some things happening down in Anderson. And remember, at 8 o'clock, Heidi Hall is going to roll in here, and we're going to, well, on the phone, and we're going to talk to her about the Democrats and her stances on what she would like to see happen if she was elected to be our congressperson. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Do you have brown eyes or blue eyes? Are you outgoing or shy? Turtle Bay Exploration Park wants to know, who are you? Find out in Identity, an exhibition of you. Over 25 different interactives explore your physical identity, help you find your personality type, and look at how you create your social identity. Identity is free with park admission, is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and supported by Shasta Pathology Associates. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Today's Thursday, and Trish Clark is on her way in here. And so I'm just trying to try and hang in there until Trish gets here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. That's right, our buddies over there. The largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff. Not only that, but they have classes in the evening on diet and health. All this for free. And those nutritionists on the staff are free because Joe knows what he's doing and is the one that makes sure that you, as a customer, are also treated as members of the family. That's right. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. I'm sitting here now with Gary Moore and Gary Cressy. We're going to talk about the Shasta Speedway and that it's getting ready to open up again. Gentlemen, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you. And by the way, Gary Moore, of course, is the public information officer out at the Veterans Home, doing just a outstanding job.
Just a little quick update. We've got like 56 residents in there now, and we're bringing in like two a week now. It's moving.
Great. You know what? When I say these things, and because I haven't talked to anybody in 2 weeks, I thought, gosh, there hasn't been a change out there.
No, it's all good. Things are wonderful.
Hey, you have got to set up a time for the new head of the Veterans Home to come on in here. Say hello.
Yes.
And we'd really like to talk to him.
Okay. I can arrange that for you.
Okay. Super.
His name is Tim Bousman, and he's wonderful.
Is he a good guy? Knows what he's doing? And
absolutely,
all that's super. How many veterans do we have out there?
56. No, I think it's 56, I believe.
56. And I tell you what, after just being at Normandy and seeing the elderly, our World War II veterans that are there, that they're being wheeled, onto the beach, or the overlooks right there was just amazing.
Yesterday, amazing. Our very first resident who moved in on October 22nd of last year, he celebrated his 95th birthday. So we had a big celebration for him yesterday. So he's a World War II veteran.
Wow.
So things are going good there, and things are going good at the racetrack in Anderson. Mr. Cressy here with me hired me down there when I was 22 years old, and he has been my announcing partner for the 28th year now.
Wow.
And he's got a lot of history on that track.
Okay, so it's opening. It was closed down for a while.
Yes, it's been closed down since
It was before the before the fair, because that used to be a big part of our of the district fair here, was to have those races.
Yes, it was.
So how is it back for different under different leadership? Or
Carl, it doesn't work with absentee ownership.
Yeah.
And the people that were the promoters, one lived in Meridian, Idaho, and the other runs a racetrack in Victoria, British Columbia. So they sent a fellow over that ran Ukiah for a while named Blair Aiken. Nice man, tried very hard. But the last two or three promoters in there have lost lots of money. Hmm. Rick Faith has last year lost $22,000, and this track lost $30,000 last year. So they didn't have much to go on, and then it turns out that they were behind with the franchise tax board, and they were going to put a tap on the till, so he said a goodbye. Took the equipment, and away he went.
Oh, okay.
But I've been there. I promoted it, the track myself, and was general manager for 23 years. And so I got together with Gary and Gary Pozora and Butch Schaefer just to keep this from dying. We don't want to be the promoters, but we also have a line on a promoter that we're going to speak with Monday for next year. But in the interim, Carl, this track has been going since 1947, is shut down partially in 1953, and has been going every year since then. That's longer than Daytona Beach, Florida, and NASCAR.
What seems to be the problem? People just dropping off of watching it, or is it the way the people do something? I mean, is the track charging more, or are they charging a lot more or something? And then you've got that really, then if you've got that fixed expense, now you've got to raise your prices, and then people are in a tough economy are just kind of like backing off a little bit, or?
We think that's part of it. We thought the prices were way too expensive. And, in fact, they were $12 for adults. When we opened for the 20th and then the 4th of October, Gary, we're at $4.50. That's where we used to be. No $5 beer is $3. No $5 hamburger, $2.50. No $3 hot dogs, $1.50 hot dogs.
You know what? Have you ever thought about doing kind of like what the Colt 45s are doing? They go out to every entity around here, and they give them, you sell the tickets, and then you get a percentage of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then let them, you can't let them sell hamburgers and all that. But then you have, you've got major organizations, selling a lot of tickets for you. I mean, it's just a thought.
We know how that works. Asphalt Cowboys sell tickets.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We do very well.
Okay, what we're going to do is everybody's going to shift over. You can stay where you are.
Okay.
And then we'll just move Gary over to the other side. And grab one of those chairs over there, Gary. Trish has just decided to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, and welcome back.
Hey.
Boy, the boss comes back and the fill-in forgets to set the alarm. I mean, what are you going to do with that?
You know, when I got, you don't know how close I came last night to going, Trish, I'm being whining out there, you know.
Well, I wish you had, because then maybe I'd have set my alarm. Wimping, good morning, McGarry and Gary.
Hello.
How you doing, Trish?
And that's nice. I
we're
invite you in and then don't show up.
Well, they said you'd be here at 7:01, but, oh.
Yeah, well, you know, when she says 7:01, she usually means that she walks through here as we as we're saying good morning at 7:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines in. Here comes Trish. Okay. Now that was just an idea I threw out to you.
It's a very good idea.
But I tell you what, in Asphalt Cowboys sold hundreds and hundreds of tickets, and you know I love stock. How about this? Okay, I'm gonna throw this one out to you. Celebrity stock car race.
Absolutely, we've done that before.
Yes.
You know what it is? You get them out there. How about this? Reading City Council candidate, stock car race.
Nice.
Winner gets the job.
Wouldn't that be nice? That?
Well, hey, the way you can't get the voters involved in this whole process, maybe we can figure that out.
There you go. Bet. No, I mean, but I'm thinking about these different things that you can do. But that, you know, the celebrity stock car race, and a lot of the proceeds go to a charity.
We've also had, of course, one of the tough things about that, Carl, is getting the cars. We have to ask a guy who works very hard, and we have a class that we can do that with.
You can, yeah, what is that, clunker cat class? If you make it three times around, you get some kind of trophy.
But we've had the Sheriff's Department against the Highway Patrol and that type of thing. That really works out
pretty
nice.
Using some of their old cars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And
four-cylinder cars that we use.
Oh, okay.
And, but we also have to repair if they break something, because the guy brought the car there in good style.
If you break anything, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. Come on.
As Gary will tell you, we are working very hard on picking up some sponsors for the last three races. We have the one on the 20th of October, then on the 20th of September, 4th of October, and then 17th, 18th, and 19th, an open comp show that used to be tremendous here, over 200 cars. Now the open shows have about 40 cars maximum, and we've opened it back up for cars from Oregon and the rest of that to try to bring more people here, and we think that $4.50 ticket will make it worthwhile.
I think it will. Instead of paying $12, I mean, $12, if you want to take your family, I mean, it's close to $100.
Yeah. You bet.
And then you go to, and you want to feed them a hamburger, well, there's another 50 or 40.
Easily.
Yeah.
And whatever.
We like to look at a $5 beer. That's $30 a six-pack. I don't think
it's
so.
It's like being being in Europe. You know, hey, here's just $2. Here's just two pounds, $4. What? You get a T-shirt, $40 for a T-shirt?
Yeah.
You know, hey, anyway. Yeah, we don't want it to be like that. Stock car racing is in our blood.
And it's in our territory, too, on the West Coast. As Gary can also tell you, a lot of racetracks on the West Coast that are local shows are closing down.
Yeah.
And they're just dropping off. And we don't want the weeds to grow through our track. And so we, for a couple of reasons, what we're doing this season, for those three dates that Gary just mentioned, we want the track to still be in good condition. And we want to revive and keep the interest of local racers and the racing fan community involved, because we believe that the place, if it ever closes, it will never reopen.
You're right.
And I think that's the big point. I was so excited when you guys started it back up, because I thought once you close it, everybody kind of goes away, forget it, and you just don't reopen it. When we lose something, we don't come back.
And you know who's being cooperative, too, is the board of directors of Shasta District Fair. They understand that portion, and other than when years we have big fires, the racetrack was the second greatest source of income for them, other than the fair, and they don't get the money they used to. So it's an important part.
And that's part of, they've priced themselves pretty much out for families on, you know, when the prices keep going up, it's got to be a way to get the families in there and then let them spend how much ever, but you can't do it at $12 a pop.
Okay, we got to take a break here, and we'll come back for a few minutes after this and talk some more. But it is. Stock car racing is the blood. But you've got, once you you need to bring down the prices, like you said, you have to throw special events out there that get people down there that want to, you know, fundraisers. And, you know, once people get back into it, I found it really, really exciting that night, racing. Linda found it even more exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
And she was in the back. She was on the side in there, hitting me in the helmet with a spanner winch. and calling me names afterwards. Anyway, we're here with Gary Cressy and Gary Moore. Both of them are talking about keeping the Shasta Speedway open.
Yes.
And I think it's a great idea. And so we need to figure out ways we can do that, because this is just another way to keep the viability, to keep the blood flowing through our county here. Just another way to bring people in and to take a look and to help our great organizations that maybe need a little help.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. Good morning. It is so good to be back home sitting on this stool.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. It's starting to cool off in the mountains, so fill up those kerosene tanks before the price goes up. We'd like to remind all of our customers that we are CFN fleet-wide card locks at all of our locations, and Visa MasterCard will also be used 24/7. If you want to apply for credit online, it's northernlightsenergyinc.com. And don't forget to use the Pay Forward account. Labor Day is not far off, so come on in and fill up on the ethanol-free 93 for all those weed eaters and lawnmowers. And also, gather up the empty barbecue bottles and stop in and see Gary. With fires dying down a little bit now, it's a great time to gather up the kids and head to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. The Junior Livestock Sale is on Monday after the breakfast, so come early and support our local 4-H and FFA kids. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, and delivered to just about everywhere. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, but it's Thursday, so it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
And good morning.
A huge shout out to Trish for taking over for last week. You and Ken Murray.
Well, we had a great show, and we didn't come to blows even one time. We agreed to disagree once in a while.
You didn't have any hyphenated words flying out?
No, we did not. He didn't have to use the bumper one time.
Was Ken good?
It was good.
Ken is a good, he's good on radio. He is,
absolutely. Yeah. We were teasing because he would come in with his whole list of questions and he'd done all this research, and Ken always said he spent about 3 hours getting ready for every hour. When you kind of contrast with that with me, because I just walk in and start and just wing it, and that was a little irritating for him, I think. But
well, you know, he'll get
over. I didn't
let
him ask his questions. So.
That's okay. He'll get over it. He's, you know, this is the first time people go, Ken who? Anyway,
I think the audience enjoyed him, and we had some.
Ken is a good radio guy, and you know what? And that's why he does his homework and all that. Hey, big shout out to Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent for 3 days, at least 3 days of standing in for Linda and I. And Angel, you and Ruth, you and Kurt are always welcome here with us. So thank you very, very much. And yes, I did get out of bed this morning. Hey, but this portion of the show, and Bad Bob's saying, read all the spots. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. I tell you what, Leonard missed us too, because Linda wasn't down there nosing around in his estate jewelry.
Well, I took her place.
You took her place. Well, you know what? Leonard's got just the greatest stuff. And Leonard, I'm coming in today. I got a watch that stopped during the float, which does you no good. When I got a battery in Ireland, the girl was really nice. She fixed it. Battery worked for 50, or the watch worked 10 more minutes and stopped. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225. Did not buy the watch, though, from Leonard. Leonard repairs watches. They're the only trained watch repairman in Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Give them a call at 222-2750, Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, we're here with Gary Cressy and Gary Moore, and they're not here talking about their regular jobs, which is with Gary Moore, of course, is the Veterans Home and Public Information Officer, and Gary Cressy, who used to be the big announcer, and for 11 years you were just telling us at the big speedway.
Actually, I announced this is my 49th year. Of announcing. I've had experience at 51 tracks in 11 states and Canada. So, yeah. And then I brought this kid along, and it's been wonderful working with him again. And he certainly, I can still talk, but I can't move. So,
yeah.
He helps me up the stairs and the rest of
it. You know, I have to tell an interesting story because I live in Anderson, and for years, Gary announced at the Shasta Speedway. And on a clear night, I live quite a ways away. But I could stand in my backyard and I could hear Gary Cressy. And his voice is so distinguishable and so clear that I knew exactly what was going on with the races from my backyard.
I appreciate that.
Now, there's something else going on too, right? Shasta Speedway is opening up when?
We got a race on September 20th. It's a Saturday 20th. Night.
Okay.
And then we have our second local race on October 4th.
Okay.
And then, as Gary mentioned earlier, on October 17th, 18th, and 19th, we have the open show. It's been going on for as long as the track has been in existence here. And they come from all over. They come from Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Canada, Southern California. Sometimes we have competitors from Idaho and Arizona. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. And it's you can imagine that the payouts for what we have to do, they come close to $30,000.
My goodness.
So sponsorship is a big portion of that. We are talking to Wind River Casino right now. They have expressed some interest in getting involved because they have been over the years. Weight Roofing has stepped up to do some nice things for us. Napa Auto Parts as well, Jerry Ross. And just yesterday, we had a conversation with Revolve Solar. So those folks are definitely in the mix for helping us pay out those payouts and making this event happen.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go on.
It's very expensive to get this thing started. We want to thank Dwayne Brown from Hayfork Speedway, the little dirt track up in Trinity County, and he's helping. Originally, they told us it would be $9,000 a night for insurance.
$9,000 a night.
So that was impossible. But people like, he said, Dan Waite, I do want to wish Dan and Judy Waite a happy anniversary today. Waite Roofing, he's an Anderson boy.
Yes, he is.
And he's the largest roofing contractor in Northern California.
$9,000 a night insurance?
$9,000.
Is that mainly to cover spectators?
Yeah.
In case something happens up there?
Covers everything. Covers drivers, employees. Well,
you didn't pay that much, though.
Oh, no. We are going to work under the Hayfork contract,
okay.
And it covers everything, and it is much cheaper. But still, we need a lot of dollars to get this thing going.
Sure.
And it's the four of us that just want to keep it rolling, And Carl, we found a gentleman who got in contact with me, and he wants to promote it next year. Well, we'll know more Monday night when he's at my house with the rest of the ones that are putting it together. And we would hope that he will go forward with this. It takes a lot of money. One of the problems we have now is raising that money, raising the purse money, but money for advertising on your station and other ones too. That is such a tough part of this ball game. And without the media, the people don't know what's going to happen.
Well, and it's a big topic of conversation. When I was talking with Butch, he was telling me how you were putting bits back together. That's one of the reasons I wanted you to come in this morning, to let people know that we're going to start up again out there. It isn't dead and gone, and it's going to be around, so we need to get the word out to the people.
You bet.
That we're going to have races at the Shasta Speedway.
If you tie it into these, not because it's my idea, because you all had the same idea, I'm sure, but if you tie it into these, fundraisers for the Asphalt Cowboys, or it's for the Reading Rodeo Association, or the veterans organizations that have them come out there. And, you know, there's just tons of publicity right there. And we're more than happy to help, sure. You know, get the word out. And then especially the celebrity one where, you can watch it. You know, they could have all the radio stations.
Which one? You or Linda going to run?
Well, Linda said next time I have to sit next to her. I have to be. She's going to duct tape me in there.
And, Linda and I'll do it.
No. I owe her one. I owe her this.
So she would be the driver and you would be the passenger.
Yes, and watch me screaming all the way around the track.
Oh, yeah. We will call him now. White knuckle.
White knuckle. Yeah. With brown stains. Okay. This is something. I'm really glad you all are doing this and not letting it go by. Anything we can do to help here, of course, Casey.
Thank you. You know, I also want to thank Chris Workman, the CEO of the fair, and also Pat Wallner, because they are behind everything that we want to do 100%. It wouldn't happen.
Pat Wallner is a great guy, and he is really, he's for a lot of things that are good for our community. Patrick Wallner is, and not only that, but his guys came over and fixed our shower the other day and did a great job. So any chance I get, I throw that out there.
So people can follow along and see what's happening. We're updating on a daily basis our Facebook page, which is Shasta Speedway, and all the new information as it comes available, or we secure some sponsorship. You know, one person I didn't mention, and that was Mike's Body Shop and Anderson Towing. They've been involved with this racetrack
forever. They're part of the scenery.
They should be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So they're involved. They're going to have their tow trucks out there on all of our nights, our two local shows and our open show. And we couldn't thank the Hubert family more for being a part of it.
We also have one of the firemen, EMT, that will be our ambulance. And, of course, the ambulance is only 3 minutes away. So as long as we have our EMT there. And honest to God, I've been in racing, as you know. I started at Shasta Speedway in 1951, and I was only an hour old. I wanted to toss that in case they thought I was older than that. No, but in high school. And the biggest thing we do is safety first and then entertainment second. And it always has to be that way because these kids and adults work very hard on their cars, and we like that. But we want them to all go home safe.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt there.
No.
And I tell you what, I was surprised having not raced in, I kind of make light of it, but the people that built RJ and Edith and their gang built us that truck, how they built that cage, and then they put in a couple extra strengthening areas in there, and then you're pinned in there with the five-point harness, helmets and all that. Guys on the track watching, not realizing how out of a hand this was going to get that night. They were actually spraying the track down to try and slow people down.
Yeah, with water and soap.
Yeah.
to slow you down.
Then I found out. I found that truck can move cars out of ways. And we can go over the tires that they had out in the track. Linda was. Oh, she's not listening right now. Last thoughts here before we have to run.
Well, we just encourage everybody to bring their families out for our events. As we said before, the prices are no longer inflated. The entry fee is going to be $4.50.
The entry fee?
Get into the admission for the public. And then
$2.50 hamburgers.
You bet.
Around that.
$3 beer.
$3 beer.
Dollar Pepsi. $1.50 hot dogs.
Wow.
This is big. We want them to come back and a regular season, Carl, we get you there 20, 22 times. We're not San Francisco. We don't get $5.75 for bottled water at the 49er game.
You do on the Princess Ruby. Okay, never mind.
That's great. Great venue, and we're glad to see it's coming back down to the Anderson area, and we look forward to the races and a full season next year.
We do. Anything we can do. You know what? This is great. I'm glad you all are doing it. You know, Gary and Gary, this is keeping it going.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much.
We appreciate being here.
You bet. Okay, Trish Clark and I are here, and you know, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew ought to be, you know, Tobacco and Brew ought to get into that one too. Have a Tobacco and Brew car, you know, and have Linda drive it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Linda and Trish drive. Yeah. Hey, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts over there. They have Espresso Joes for that great coffee and then cold drinks. And of course, every type of tobacco product you can imagine, including e-cigs of all different kinds and sizes and flavors. All there. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I don't know what's coming next, but we'll jump into it.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
The Canadian Forces Snowbirds jet demo team and a Canadian F-18 roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2014 at the Reading Municipal Airport, Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th. The jets are joined by a T-33 Korean War jet and, from World War II, a P-38 Lightning, DAV-25 Bomber, Navy Hellcat, Japanese Zero, and AT-6. Thrilled to Julie Clark in her Juice Plus Smokin' Mentor and Jackie Warda in her Extra 300. Veteran salute, vintage car show, and more. Gates open 8 a.m. Adults $12 presale, $17 at the gate. Children 6 to 11, $5. General admission tickets on sale at Raley's in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include Fox 20, Frozen Gourmet, Hempstead's Moving, KHSL, KLXR, KNVN, KRCR, and Matson ISOM.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim, used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm ready!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is 7:50 in the morning today on the 28th. Phone lines here 605-4567. And we're streaming live, I hope, at KCNR1460.com. I'm not picking it up on mine, but I just have to reset, I think, here. But Bob's got it on his computer. Trish and I here are welcoming Judy Maxwell.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
And I tell you what, Trish just loaded the show up just in case I didn't show up. But you know what?
We got
the only way you're going to keep me, it'd be bloody stumps.
Well, I know, but I, you know, I just wanted to be absolutely sure we didn't have any dead air.
And then I'd have insurance. Okay, yeah. Judy, there's something coming up that people need to know about. You're going to come back on when we have more time. But tell us what's happening on this. Was Bill Senate Bill 45?
No, it's a
ballot measure.
It's a ballot measure. Yeah, it's Proposition 45.
Wait till you hear this, folks.
And I'll tell you what, this is going to be absolutely devastating to insurance, health insurance rates and everything, because this is giving all the power to the insurance commissioner, who is an elected official, who would be able to not only determine rates, benefits. I mean, he's going to be totally controlled by, you know, special interest groups, but also he would be able to determine your treatment.
Now, let me tell you why.
No doctor, has no medical, has no idea. Medical. He's going to determine what bills you're going to get, what treatments you're going to get.
I mean, this is part of, like, socialized medicine where he's going to have
total
control.
Oh, hey, that's where we're going.
That's, you know.
Okay, let me tell you why I found this extremely
important.
Single-payer
system.
I brought back with me a newspaper, as I pointed out. I'm going to take one over to Silas. Let him see what it looks like. And but there is an article in there, which is what got my attention to it. Their National Health Service, there's a big brouhaha, but it wasn't very big because it was only like 3 inches by 4 inches in the paper. Big brouhaha going over there because the National Health Service had taken away the drug to fight prostate cancer from men because it was too expensive. It was helping people with prostate cancer. It helped shrink it and do away with the pain. But they stopped giving it to people because it was too expensive. And you go, oh, well, okay. The week before, they took away a drug to help fight breast cancer. Under the same thing, women had breast cancer. It was too expensive. So here you go. It's too expensive, and the National Health Service, not your doctor, made that decision.
That's correct. Your treatment decisions should be made by the patients and the doctors, and they need the ones to be able to have the control over that. And, you know, the thing about the rates in the Affordable Care Act, there already is what's called a medical loss ratio. So if claims go over 80-85%, then they have to refund that back to the consumer. Blue Shield of California has just been doing some refunds back. And so we already have the rate controls, you know, already into the system. So this giving the power to the insurance commissioner is going to be devastating for everybody.
Well, it's only getting worse, Judy, because it already is to the point where your doctor can prescribe you a pill and the insurance companies decide, well, we're not going to give you that one. We're going to substitute something else. I've gone through that twice with my own physician. Right. Where he specifically wants a drug, and they make the decision that they're not going to do that. We can't continue to make California worse than it is already on a federal level.
That's absolutely correct. And that's why I say, when you see Proposition 45, please vote no, because this is going to be...
No on 45.
No on 45.
Are y'all mounting an attack on that?
Yo, there are actually the hospitals, Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. I mean, there's a huge campaign against all of this.
Who's putting the ballot measure on?
I'm not sure who's putting it on.
I tell you what, the guy that's running for insurance commissioner, Ted Gaines, the other guy, Jones, is that his name?
Oh.
He is trying to push this by saying, oh, look at all the money that the insurance companies have gouged out of you. If I have the power, I can fix this. And what it is, it gives him the power over this guy, this elected hack. And let me put it this way. I think everybody at some point in their lives are elected hacks if you run for office enough. You're going to give this one man or one woman the final say on health care in California. Is this correct?
That's absolutely correct. And, yes. You know, even Senator Ted Gaines, who is also running for insurance commissioner, and he has an insurance agency, he is totally against this bill. In fact, he says, no, this is not the control. This is not what being an insurance commissioner is all about. And so this is very
wrong.
This is
to make sure that the rates are fair. I tell you what, this is going to be having just come from spending 2 weeks in socialized medicine, my friends, you don't want to even go down. We already started down that road.
We're down that road.
I can't even begin to tell you what people talk about over in England, Ireland, and Scotland about how bad this is. When you have 65% of everything you pay goes to government, plus, get this, a 27% VAT tax, value-added tax, mm-hmm. VAT on everything. So where you now, what kind of health care do you get? You don't get good health care.
No, and they haven't for years. You know, years ago when I traveled in England, socialized medicine wasn't working then. Why in the world we think in this country that's going to be the answer to anything is beyond me.
Frankly, Obama and Pelosi and everybody else that foisted this terror, and that's exactly what it is terror on the American people, should be tried at some point for being dumb. You know, let's pass this bill and see what's in it. I tell you what's in it. I just saw it when I visited the UK.
That's only going to get worse.
And everybody points to the UK and these places to be, oh, what a great system. No, it's not. Ask them. Ask the people over there. They
ask the people up in Canada. They come down here for treatment.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to 45. No on 45.
You know, I was going to be talking about the Health Care Act. The thing about it is that how, you know, you pass a law, but then when the president changes it through executive order, the ripple effect
countless times.
Well, what he did back in March is that he changed the law, made an executive order saying that the small businesses could keep their plans for one more year. So California, they've been ahead of the game, and so then they had to then come back and pass Senate Bill 1446, which just passed in July, in order to comply with the federal law, which means all of their plans had to be sent back to the Department of Insurance to get reapproved and everything. So now small businesses in California can keep their plans for one more year. But also, we now have all of the ACA plans, so we have to compare them with that as well.
And then you have to turn around and do the same thing again next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they already did.
It's because of the election year, because they
totally
know exactly
correct.
what it would take hundreds of thousands of people and throw them off. This whole thing is a sham. And my friends that are listening out there, you need to tell your friends, you need to tell your family, you need to tell anybody that you know of in California to vote against 45, but then to take a look at what's happening here and look at, you know, people that are wanting, they're thinking this is a great idea.
Oh, I know. They really do. And, you know, it's been very, very challenging with doctors and networks and formularies, speaking about drugs and stuff. And that is about the only way the insurance companies can try to kind of gain some control of this. But however, it's hurting all of the consumers because there's so many people out there, you know, who through Covered California, who may have an Anthem Blue Cross, but that's a whole different network, and so many doctors are not taking it because they're getting paid 30% less.
Not only that, but it's only good here, right? I mean,
it's only good in California.
It's only good in California. You go to Nevada, and guess what? You break your leg there. Oh, you can go to the emergency room, but you're going to get charged, right?
That's exactly right.
Because there's no reciprocal.
That's totally correct. They have not worked that out.
We have reciprocal concealed carry policies that are give you more coverage in 32 states than our health insurance in California does. You might point that one out.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, and the thing we have to recognize is there's still a chance to turn this darn thing over if we vote correctly and if we as citizens get involved behind those candidates that support getting rid of the illegally passed Obamacare to begin with. And if we could take over the Senate in this election year, we'd have some chances to do some things with Obamacare.
If they can't change the Senate makeup this year, then you might want to start looking for a place in Cyprus to go move to.
There you go.
So, because I tell you what, if
two
all
more
these
years
things,
of this, and we're not, we're gonna, I don't think
and,
we
and
can.
You've got to have a balance here. Clinton, you know, as much as I hate to say this, Clinton, it was very pragmatic when he had the Congress, he had the House and the Senate against him. He triangulated. He got in the middle of it, and they actually got some things done. I'm not saying everything he did was commendable, but he learned. He worked with everybody. President Obama has been in there for 6 years. He is still not.
He's not even working with his own people.
His own people are coming back.
He may be illegally passed.
Judy Maxwell, you will be back again. We're going to spend more time on this as we get closer about why you shouldn't vote for this. We'll be right back after these messages with Heidi Hall.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There is more evidence that the second half of this year will show stronger economic growth than seen in the first half. Wells Fargo Securities senior economist Mark Vittner responding to the latest GDP figure.
Not only was growth stronger in the second quarter, but folks are probably going to be a little more optimistic about the current quarter because inventory building was revised down. There was less inventory building in the second quarter. And the strength in business fixed investment was a little bit more pronounced than had been reported earlier.
The government says the economy grew at a brisk annual rate of 4.2% in the second quarter. Also at SRNnews.com, more Americans signed contracts to buy homes in July.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index increased 3.3% to 105.9 last month. The index, however, remains 2.1% below its level of a year ago. July's increase is a sign that buying has improved as mortgage rates have dipped, the number of listings has gone up, and the rate of price increases has slowed.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Hurricane Cristobal expected to move rapidly toward the North Atlantic today, staying away from Bermuda. National Hurricane Center forecaster Eric Blake.
Still a hurricane. Maximum winds are 75 miles per hour. Moving quickly to the northeast, around 29 miles per hour. There's still a tropical storm watch up for Bermuda. They could briefly have some tropical storm force winds later today.
Meanwhile, spectators expected to line up once again along some beaches in Southern California as some of the world's top surfers take advantage of big waves, 20 feet high, they say, in the surf there, stirred up by a hurricane brewing off the coast of Mexico. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been struggling in early trading, coming off another winning session yesterday, but right now it's Dow off by 53.5 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Visiting Angels has over 400 franchised locations across the nation. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours a day. Rates are affordable, and you can select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has cared for hundreds of thousands of seniors nationwide. Franchises are available. Call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels now at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE.
Looks like we'll have to wait a while longer before we can get a glimpse of a report into Bush-era CIA interrogations. SRN's Wally Hines reports.
Release of the report, which had been expected this month, is bogged down in a disagreement between the Senate and the White House over just how much should be redacted. The 500-page summary is expected to contain new details of secret prisons and interrogation techniques. The Senate Intelligence Committee has been battling the CIA and the White House over extensive redactions, which committee Democrats complain leave it virtually unreadable. Committee Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein has asked for an additional month to negotiate with the White House. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Senator Lamar Alexander is calling on the Obama administration to expand oil and gas drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf. The Tennessee Republican senator says there's no good reason the U.S. should not be using its resources to create energy security and jobs. This is SRN News. The FBI is investigating a hacking attack on J.P. Morgan Chase.
A report on Bloomberg.com says the FBI is investigating an incident in which Russian hackers may have retaliated against U.S. government-sponsored sanctions against the country. The attack, Bloomberg says, led to the loss of sensitive data. Bloomberg cited security experts saying that the attack appeared far beyond the capability of ordinary criminal hackers. In a statement, J.P. Morgan spokeswoman Trish Wexler says companies of our size unfortunately experience cyber attacks nearly every day. We have multiple layers of defense to counteract any threats and constantly monitor fraud levels. Wexler did not confirm the reports. Keith Peters, SRN News.
A third day of huge waves expected off the Southern California coastline today thanks to a far-off Hurricane Marie. Yesterday, spectators lined the shore of the Wedge in Newport Beach to watch some of the world's top surfers. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, and I have Trish Clark here, of course.
And, of course, it's last week it was Thursday all week, but today
Thursday
for sure.
All week, that's right. Hey, Trish, thanks a lot for you and Ken for filling in for Linda and I.
Oh, and we enjoyed it, and I don't think we absolutely totally ruined your listenership out there. And
in fact, we're going to check, and if it's a lot better, we'll just let you all come in all the time.
Oh no, I'm not doing that every morning. this early morning hour, as you
gotta,
can see,
you gotta be
is difficult for me.
You got to be able to. If you got to do this, this is like the
you have to set the alarm
like the
for
Mustang.
Sure.
This is like the Mustang. You just keep going and going and going. Hey, August the 28th, phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors, Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory, though we have improved off the lows of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 56 points at 17,066. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1,995, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 11 points at 4,558. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 144 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 29 cents at $102.42, Amazon down $3.23 at $339.95, Netflix down $1.66 at $473.04, while Microsoft is down 19 cents at $44.68. Of local interest, Safeway up 4 cents at $34.71, Home Depot's up 26 cents at $92.13, and Tri-County's Bank down 22 cents at $22.49. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.33%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.5%. Oil's up 66 cents a barrel at $94.54, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $6.21 an ounce at $1,289 even, with silver's up 10 cents at $19.52. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 here in the morning. Tell us what's going on Wall Street. I tell you what, you need experts on what's happening on Wall Street, because I tell you, you know, look at what happened in, you know, look what happened in the last couple of months. Free fall. You need somebody that's following this that can take a look at your investments and give you the best advice. Well, that's our friends right there at Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call, 243-7561. Weather today, Bad Bob.
Sunny and hot, high near 100 degrees, overnight low in the mid-60s. That's the same situation for tomorrow. Somewhat of a cooling trend as we head into your Labor Day weekend, though, with highs near the in the mid to upper 90s, lows in the 60s. Right now, but no rain in sight. That's the bad news, of course. Right now in town, we have 73 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793 to give them a call at Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, let me see. During the last 2 weeks, the hottest it got was 72 degrees.
Oh, and it's
and the
summer's
done. We had perfect weather except for a couple of days. 70s, low 70s at that. And then in San Francisco yesterday was 69. And then we're looking up here, 99, 89, and now today 100. But look, we're living in the United States of America. And I tell you what, my friends, the trade-off for a couple of degrees, it's so much better to be home.
Well, there you go.
There you go. All right. Let's start out with what, Bad Bob? Well, you just ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Go. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that that you see, because we weren't able to follow daily what's happening in the world, but what we were able to follow is, of course, the news that was happening over there, and reading some of the comments that they were making about in America, especially in what's happening in Iraq and Syria with ISIS. And they are just, you know, it's a lot of comments about what's going on in our political campaigns. And that's why we're very fortunate today to have Heidi Hall, who is the running for Congress in our district and as the Democratic candidate. So welcome, Heidi. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. I'm doing very well. Welcome back to you.
Well, thank you. I'm here with Trish Clark. And
good morning, Heidi.
You know, we got in this morning. Who knows what time it was? Because you know, time is a relative. It's a relative sphere there when you're traveling for as many hours as we did. But I'm glad we were able to come back and so we could be on this air with you. So, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Things are going along exactly the way we'd like them right now. And I'm excited about up in Redding last night. I'll be out in Nevada City today. I'm excited about getting out and talking to people, which I've been doing for 2 years. So I have a really good sense of what's on people's minds out here.
So,
and that's I want to also, when you have a minute, I'd love to, was able to live stream you for the last 10 minutes or so, and I'd love to talk about Prop 45 for a minute as well, if you might.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hear.
Sure, I'd like to hear what you think about it. Well, let me see. Okay, well, why don't we just start with that?
So I was interested, first of all, I think it's important to if you can, to present a little bit of both sides of something like this, and I got to say I took a little personal offense at the way you kind of vilified Dave Jones, who was our current insurance commissioner. He's actually a really nice guy and has nothing but that he's concerned about people in this state. He really is a truly honest politician. So you might want to, know people before you talk about what their incentives might or might not be.
Well, what do you think his incentives are then, Heidi, for this?
So, the fact is, and this is where it's important to get away from kind of the panic sense, but the fact is that Proposition 45 would simply bring health insurance regulations in line with the exact same homeowners insurance and auto insurance regulations that we have now. So Dave Jones and his predecessors have had the power all along to make sure that auto insurance and homeowners insurance rates can't jack them up unreasonably, as well as 35 other states who are already doing this with health insurance rates. So this is nothing outrageous, unusual, or socialistic. This is something that many other states are already doing and what we're already doing with our auto and homeowners insurance.
Well, okay, so what she said then is, does he have the final say about what's happening in your health insurance? So he can't
say. No, what he does is when they want to raise their rates, it has to go through this group that would approve it. So, for example, health insurance rates in California have gone up about 185% since 2002, more than five times the rate of inflation. And the regulators took a look at that and said that's unreasonable, but we don't have the regulations to say, no, that's unreasonable and you can't raise them that high. This would give the regulatory agencies the ability to do that, just like we already do for cars and homeowners insurance.
But not all of us agree with the regulations that we have on our auto policies. Those have done nothing but go up over the last few years, Heidi. And we don't have as many choices about our homeowners insurance and our car insurance as some of us would like.
Well, I'll tell you, if you think they've gone up now, if they hadn't been regulated, they would have gone up even more, just like what we're seeing with healthcare insurance. And again, this is something that 35 other states are already doing. This is nothing unusual or new or cutting edge.
So you're already. I just want to make sure I understand, Heidi. So you're saying is that what Judy Maxwell just said, that he will not have a final say on what happens to the health care or treatments or have anything to say at all about your health insurance, about your personal health insurance.
That's my understanding. Now, what's happening right now is that, you know, I think one of your folks there was talking about how a certain medication had been rejected and you had to go back and get another one. That is your insurance company. That is your insurance company telling you what you can or cannot do. And that is existed before the Affordable Care Act. It still exists now, only there's some controls over it. And I don't think that would change, actually, under Prop 45. What it does is it just requires them to justify raising their rates overall. Now, that's my understanding of the bill, and you can look it up. There's plenty of information out there on the for and against, and I would encourage people to do a little bit of their own research on that.
Okay, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break because we got to our first break. Our guest is Heidi Hall, who says that 45, as far as she knows, will not have any impact on your personal health care as far as you're getting treatment, and as far as she knows. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, our friends over there, Martin and his gang, treat your house just like their own. It's still in the hundreds. How's your air conditioner working with the cost of electricity with the state of California, deeming the fact that we have to have all these renewables by 2020, going up and divesting themselves of coal power plants? How does your electric bill look like? Well, I tell you, one of the ways to fight that is to have Alliance Heating and Air come through, make sure your air conditioning is working at its tip-top efficiency. Also, to have our REU people come by, take a look at your house, make sure your house is energy efficient. But your first line of defense is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest, Heidi Hall, Democratic candidate for Congress, running against Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
They're unmistakable music. They're unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back. Thursday, September 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino, located in Reading. Here comes Foreigner.
It feels like the first time.
It'll be a night of smoking Foreigner hits. The band that changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Tickets available at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, and online at winriver.com. Don't miss Foreigner Live. Thursday, September 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino, located in Redding. Jukebox Heroes, the greatest hits of Foreigner. Available now. It's better on the river.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:20 on Thursday morning, August the 28th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, John Bastiani and his crew provide great, great prices and great service on pistols or long guns of any kind you can imagine. They've got sales going on all the time. They have ammo that is hard to get in other places, all down at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Our guest, Heidi Hall, Democrat candidate for Congress. And good morning, Heidi.
Morning.
Good morning, Heidi. Hey, I have a question I'd like to...
Hey, Heidi, you've been on the trail now for how long? Or on the...
It's been a year. It's been about 18 months, I'd say now, yeah.
So what's your biggest thing that you found in this 18 months?
You know, what I hear from people is that they want to see change up here, that they're feeling like... You know, it's interesting because we could talk about the forums that are coming up and whatnot, but... that they feel like they haven't been heard, that this area doesn't get a whole lot of attention, which we all know in our legislative bodies. It's rural. It's representation. It's tough when you aren't going to work across the aisle on the federal level. It's going to be tough to get heard. People love living up here, right? It's why you and I live here. They love living up here, but they're concerned about the economy and how it's not getting better. They're concerned about their kids, whether there are going to be jobs for their kids up here. And some folks are worried about their, you know, if they can survive on their health insurance and their Social Security and their retirement plan. So common concerns across the country, only a little bit more dire since we're up here at where things are a little slower.
What kind of change? Define change.
Well, you know, I'm out there talking about what Congress is doing and what's happening at the federal level. And so that's my focus. And when we talk about the fact that Congress has been the least productive in history last year, and then they beat their own record this year, they've been the least productive in history, that really frustrates people. And, you know, what's important to understand is even if you don't want the federal government to do a lot, like people, a lot of folks say they want government out of their business, they don't want government interfering, not just simply not passing legislation doesn't get you there, because much of our state funding and county funding depends on the federal government actually taking action.
But Congress, the House of Representatives, have passed a lot of legislation that dies in the Senate, though, Heidi.
Not that much. I mean, I know.
Really?
You hear
I know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bills that go over there, including budgets that just die when the Democrats don't let it out of, they don't even bring it up for a vote.
Yeah, so something similar is going on in the Senate, right? There's Harry Reid is not bringing all the bills.
So it's not just Republicans. You're saying then the Democrats are also doing this. They've got a big part of this too.
Well, I would say there's a level. So here's the deal. There's a level of politicking that always happens like that on both sides, both parties. But what we've seen in the last 2 years and why Congress is so ineffective is that there's a group of people, and we've talked about this, Carl, beyond and above the moderate Democrats and Republicans in Congress, who as a group have a lot of things they agree on and a lot of things they would have liked to see pass. And that's being blocked by this group of obstructionists who are simply saying, basically, we don't want anything to come to the floor. Especially, you know, what really, really bothers me is that people aren't looking at things on their merits. They're not looking at the legislation on whether it would help us or not.
But if it's coming from President Obama or if it's coming from the Democrats, they just want to shut it out. And that's harming us. That's, you know, the Republicans and Democrats both come up with some good legislation. They both come up with bad legislation. What's important is to look, take each on its merits. And this group of obstructionists is stopping people from even taking a vote.
Well,
and that's
and
not
I,
how our system was made, set up to work.
Well, and the obstructionists, that's your word, that they're a group of individuals who have brought forward actually some good legislation. And I would just point out that the moderates in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party refuse to listen to anything that group of conservatives brings forward. So it works both ways. I mean, nobody's listening to the other side.
I disagree. I think there are a lot of folks in Congress on both sides, and of, you know, Republicans and Democrats, who want to see things getting done. Their immigration reform is essential, and there are members of both parties who would like, who have come to agreement on a lot of the fixes that we could begin to make. And then you've got people like Ted Cruz, who wants to pull everybody aside and say, no, let's just not let it happen. Let's shut down the government. Let's vote 52 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act instead of fixing it. That, you, I don't know what you want to call it. I could call it something else, but it's not the way our system was set up to function.
Well,
it was set up to take votes on issues and then be willing to be willing to explain that and stand on your position.
So do you think Harry Reid should be replaced then?
You know what? I'm talking about Congress. I'm following what's going on in Congress,
okay,
which is, in fact, where the Republicans do have control.
Okay. Well, then
right?
let's go to immigration. You brought up immigration. So what's your viewpoint on immigration?
Well, clearly we need to have a path to citizenship. That
we have
puts
that.
Let her finish.
Okay, so that puts a reasonable time frame on folks who come across the border and want to become citizens here. When you talk about, Carl, you were just overseas in Europe. When Europeans come here and want to immigrate, there's a reasonable length of time that they have to wait and pass some tests and become citizens. When you look at folks who've come from Mexico or Central America, there are sometimes a 10-year wait. And that's ridiculous. The system is overwhelmed. We need to be able to process people through and say yes or no and move on. And
okay,
the fact is that we need a lot of these immigrants. And, you know, there are a lot of folks here working, paying taxes, and they deserve the right to go through the system. That doesn't mean everyone gets to stay
here.
Well,
I also know people have taken them 4 or 5 years from Europe to get in through the system. That had so that's not just people from the Southern Hemisphere.
Let's
go back to that first question. Do you believe in shutting the border down? That nobody comes across that border, and if should that be the very first words out of everybody's mouth before immigration reform is first shut down the border?
Well, you tell me, Carl, how you would do that. I mean, which countries have been successful at shutting their borders down?
Mexico.
China?
Mexico has. Mexico has shut their southern border down very, very well until all of a sudden we're getting all these people here. Can you shut down the border?
Well, that's not true. We've got Central Americans coming through Mexico on trains all the way.
Well, imagine why that might be and how come before they didn't have that. I mean, we can get into that discussion for a long time too, but
right,
do you believe that we could shut down the border so at least we could keep it down to maybe hundreds instead of thousands coming across?
Well, I don't believe that you can. I mean, realistically, I don't believe that you can completely shut down a border. We've doubled the amount of money going to border security, right? We've doubled that because that was going to be the answer. We've put up more fences. We've got more border patrol than ever before. The fact is, I should look that up. There's a statistic for how much it costs per mile to put up a fence. It's incredibly expensive, right? So, if we're going to choose to do that, that's going to cost us a whole lot of money. In addition, you've got people like the folks coming over now who are simply walking through. They're not trying to cross the fence. You know, they're walking in and saying, I know I'm illegal. I want to go through the process to become a citizen.
Well, you know, you've got people walking through. Why do we keep them?
Why don't we just turn them back?
Why don't we just turn them back?
Well, we are sending some back, but I want to stick to the reality. You've got 5 million people over here. How do you send them back?
Well, we don't know if it's 5 million or 10 million, really. do we?
You're right. So
and I didn't say anything. I did not say anything about sending everybody back. But the first thing you have to do is, like they did when Reagan let everybody in, was to shut down the border, control the border. And I can tell you they're not. And you ask me how we can do it. Sure, I ran counter-drug ops on that border. I know how we can shut down the border. It doesn't mean killing people or anything. It just means using the technology and having people that when you grab them, you just send them back over. It's easy. Mm-hmm. But we don't mm-hmm. want to do that, Heidi, because for some reason we have lost our will of character. What do you believe that if it's one of the things that makes a nation, one of the standards that makes a nation is a border? Hello?
Well, let's see. We have borders. I mean, you're making some leaps of logic here that I'm having a little trouble with.
So which leaps?
We're a nation built on immigrants, all of us, right? We're going to have, the reality is, as long as we have a better economic system than the countries around us, we're going to have people who want to enter. So what we need to have is a system to process those people. We have a border. We need to keep that border. We need to make sure it's secure. It looks like we've done more and more and more on that level, and yet we still have people coming over. We're also going to need to work with Mexico and Central America to make sure that they're doing what they can to keep people from coming here. But we're never going to stop the flow of people. There are always going to be people wanting to come into this country. So we need to have a process that helps deal with people.
So
as
you,
over.
So then
we
you
agree
are,
with that.
So then you. Oh, yeah, we do have a process, and if they just would use it. But here's the thing. So you agree with President Obama, and then, and let's just keep the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who says we should, these are just little angels, and we should have them all come into our country.
I don't know that anyone is saying that, Carl. And I, you know, let's keep the dialogue reasonable. We're always going to have some people coming in here. We certainly need to control how many people we have coming in here. And it's not an easy fix. We need to have border security, like we've talked about. We need to have a better process. The process we have now clearly isn't working. And we need to work with the other countries. Now, if nobody in Congress, but if there is a group of people in Congress who continues to stop real immigration reform from coming to the floor, we're not going to get to any of those fixes. So I would say you and I agree it needs to be fixed. I agree we need to have border security. I think we agree that we need a better process. And coming from my position, it's in Congress's lap right now to do something about that. And what I am arguing about is that they need to take action on it, to sit there and say, I want to be your representative, but I don't want to pass any bills because I don't want to be on record saying, in addition to border security, we also need to allow a few folks in. You know, people are afraid they don't want to be on record saying that because they're afraid that people on the extreme edge are going to scream about that.
Well, I don't believe I'm on the extreme edge. I really don't, because I believe in a lot of things that are very moderate. But I know if we don't control the border and we just keep allowing them to come in, that we become mm-hmm. inundated. When the governor of California says, we welcome everybody, illegals and legals, to come to our border. I mean, come into our state. I mean, I'm just, it's kind of frightening to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we need to take a break.
I think we agree that it needs to be controlled.
Okay.
Right? Especially, yeah.
Okay,
we need Congress to take action so we can implement some programs to do that.
Okay. All right, Heidi, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Our guest is Heidi Hall, running for Congress as the Democrat candidate for the 1st Congressional District.
I'm Stu Pitt. This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 28th of August. You know, yesterday was my daughter's birthday, and we got back in time for me to give her a call.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. We're really proud of her. Nurse, mother, wife, all those things. She's great. 8:37 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. It's going to be hot today, like in the 90s. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Go in there and read your National Geographic and your Guns and Ammo and watch baseball on the TV. I mean, it's a great place to go to if you're a guy. Or a girl. Linda comes in there and she says, can I sit down? Oh, yeah, come on in. So, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today, Heidi Hall, our Democratic candidate who's running for Congress in would you say it was an uphill battle there, Heidi, when you're up in the Northern California region?
What do you mean by that?
Well, uphill being the fact that there's so many Republicans registered and there's less Democrats.
Yeah, you know, I'm
that's what I meant by that.
I'm not so much worried about, you know, my campaign is about reaching across the aisle and being an advocate for this region, which really doesn't, if you're doing your job right, doesn't really matter as much if you're a Democrat or a Republican. And so I've had a really good time talking to people throughout the state, even in the northern part, about the kinds of things that we all want to see getting done here, including better investment in our economy, in our infrastructure, and including broadband, you know, which you and I have talked about before.
That's a great idea, by the way. I think that's a great idea.
We need a big pipe up here. Chattanooga, Tennessee has a big pipe, and they have got business after business after business. Of course, they have a lot less taxes, and they're a lot more business friendly than California is. But one of the things they have is one of the fastest internet systems in the United States right there. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we have people on the line wanting to talk to you. So let's go to the phones. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Heidi?
Yes. I was wondering if she has seen, or Heidi, if you've seen that latest video by James O'Keefe on the border.
James O'Keefe, are you saying?
Yes, it's Project Veritas.
Yeah, so I don't, James O'Keefe has been busted multiple times for doctoring videos, so I don't watch. You know, you have to be very careful about sources, and so I would not consider credible something that James O'Keefe has done. Sorry.
Okay, honey, you're kind of naive on the border issue. They've all been told to stand down. There's actually really nobody on the border.
Well, I think, Heidi, you disagree that anything this gent does is... because he's been, but you said he's been proven to add things to his documentaries?
Right.
Okay. All right, Susan. Thank you. Let's go to, how about the Second Amendment? Heidi?
Sure. Well, you want to go back over old territory, don't you?
Well, you know, we get new listeners all the time, Heidi, and who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe you've changed your, you know, maybe you've changed some
That's
of your
a
viewpoints.
Good point. Yeah, no, I mean, the issue of the Second Amendment is a pretty basic one for me. I support the Second Amendment, just like I do all the other amendments. I support an individual's right to carry arms and use them. And I would say that, I am concerned about the level of violence we're seeing in this country. And I think there are a couple of things we need to do to help with that. The first, obviously, is to be dealing with the mental health issues that we see with some of the outrageous uses of violence. So we've got, you know, a lot of our mental health patients could use more assistance. We need more funding for programs for them. And we want to make sure that those folks can't get guns. So in terms of regulations or control or gun safety, I would line up with the majority of Americans, and that includes majority of Democrats, and from the latest polls, the majority of Republicans, that I would like to see background checks implemented. And really, that's about it.
So,
I think the rest... Mm-hmm.
So you're okay then, so that people should be able to own, quote, assault weapons?
I don't like it. But if we're controlling, if we're doing background checks, then that should take care of, of the people.
So you wouldn't vote. You wouldn't vote for a law that the Democrats are putting up that about banning assault rifles.
Well, I'd have to see what it says. But for the most part, what I'm advocating for are background checks,
and we have background checks in the state of California.
Yeah. Right. Does that carry across the border? Does that carry across into other states? I don't think right. I don't think so. I think there are some issues there. That would be my concern.
Would you support a concealed carry nationwide? If you know that way, anybody that's carrying concealed would have been through a background check and training and all this.
If we have a decent background check system and we keep arms out of people with records with felonies and records, and we keep arms out of the hands of people with mental health issues, then I could support that.
Okay, well then, you mean so, but they've got something in their background that says they have a mental health problem, is that right?
Right, and that's a very tricky-ish area, right? So we'd have to, do that right, make sure that we're not just tagging anybody who's ever seen a therapist, but what the legislation, when people have put together legislation, they talk about people who've been already identified in the system as having serious mental health issues, the kind of people who shouldn't be carrying arms.
So the only thing that you would really support is a background investigation for anybody that's going to, which, by the way, are instantaneous. You can get those in a lot of states. I mean, they can give it back to you like in 2 minutes saying that somebody's mm-hmm. clear. So,
mm-hmm.
So no more.
I think we need to connect it to a national database. I mean, the NRA has their own database already that's national, but
that's not something that we have. So
Yes, we do. That's how you get. That's how you check is the National Crime Institute statistics. They run it through that to see if you've got a background. You know, see if there's if you have a felony or anything.
Right.
I mean,
so that's so I'm not saying that's I can say that's what I would support, a more robust background check system, and anything else that would come up, I would have to take a close look at. Because I know that's a big issue for people here, right? That people are, right. And I would be wanting to represent the constituents here. So I'm, you know, I'm listening to what people want and using my judgment, to see if I think that's a good idea or not. But I'm out there listening to people and they would want, and I want to make sure we're taking care of the violence issues that we have here as well as protecting people's rights.
Okay. I can go along with that. That that if that's all you're, if that's all you that you think there should be more restrictions because there's already so many gun laws out there. I think even the Democrats have said there's no these gun laws would not have saved people that are that like this guy down in L.A. that used a knife, killed three of his roommates, and then shot two people and then himself.
Right.
I mean, no gun laws. The gun laws were there; they were sufficient. It was the other ones.
Right. Well, and especially in this state. Now, as a, in this state, we've got lots and lots of gun laws. So a lot of that. Right. That's right. There's only so much we can legislate anyway.
That's right. And I would hope that people would just take a look at that and just and do a reasonable man, look at these things and say, look, we've got all the laws in the world to keep people from shooting each other. We can't legislate against stupidity or people not doing their job.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Look, we're going to take a quick break and get ourselves back online here. We want to come back. We want to talk what's happening in the Middle East. And, I really would like to hear your, and I'll give you a chance here during the break to think about this, but what you think about President Obama and everything that's been happening in the last 3 or 4 weeks with the ISIS and the Middle East and all this. Because when you're over, like we've been in the last 2 weeks in another country, another part of the world, you get a different outlook on things.
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing that. Well, and you yourself have spent time over there. So
I have. And yeah. I would just like to hear what you think about what's going on with President Obama and his decisions here. And because if you're elected, you are, if you want to, you've got a chance then to do something.
Right.
Anyway, okay, hey, we'll be right back. Heidi Hall is our guest.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Goldmark annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Goldmark annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary.
with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids
from all the way back in 1959 when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today there are 19 shacks from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
with the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta Outlet on Highway 273.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is Thursday, August the 28th. 76 degrees out there, going up to maybe the low hundreds, 99 for sure. Good morning, everybody. We're back. Linda and I are back. She'll be with it. Linda will be on tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot what happened the last couple of weeks. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. That's right. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue, and you can pick up the car of your dreams right there, car truck. Yes, sir.
May I throw something out real quick?
Sure.
A lot of people are going to be taking to the lakes this weekend, last big weekend of summer, of course. And just be very, very careful out there. A lot less water to travel on, a lot more crowded conditions. Don't drink and boat, period.
You gave a commercial in the middle of my commercial?
Yeah. Well.
No, that's a new one. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. That's right. And don't drink and drive when you're out on the lake.
What little water there is. Yeah, go to Whiskey Town. Yeah. Lots of water up there.
There you go. When you get 12 boats into Lake Shasta. Okay. Hey, Heidi Hall is our guest today. She's the Democrat candidate for Congress in our district. And Heidi has been coming on the show. I know, it's like your third or fourth time, Heidi.
I think it might be the fourth time.
You know what, Heidi? Can I say this as a true compliment? You've learned how to run a campaign. And I remember the very first time you were on. And in fact, we have that in the archives in case you want to listen. And I tell you what, it's good to see somebody that learns and moves forward. I don't care maybe I don't agree with everything you're saying, and I don't, but it's good to see somebody that's bright and can move forward like this.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, that's what this job should be. I think we should be listening to people out there and continuing to learn. So.
Okay, now, this one, somebody sent me something in on Prop 45. The prop would give the insurance commissioner control over the rates, benefits, and treatments in medical care. We already have the Affordable Care Act, which has the medical loss ratio, which controls stats. Why do we need more bureaucracy?
Yeah, I don't know that that would be adding more bureaucracy. What I know is that what we have right now doesn't do enough to control the ability of insurance companies to jack up their rates.
Okay, rates, benefits, and treatments. So treatments is the one. That's the scary one, especially after just being over in England and seeing them cut back on, they're not allowing people to have cancer treatments because it's, quote, too costly.
Well, that's something they do right now, Carl. That's something that people don't understand, is that insurance companies have a lot of control over what they'll fund right now. There's nothing that's different about that. This would simply control the ability of them to jack up rates and charge us outrageous amounts of money for to cover everybody else.
And a lot of those.
I would want to encourage you to invite Dave Jones to come on because he's really great. He's very willing.
Maybe I'll have him and Ted Gaines come on at the same time. That would be good.
Yeah,
that would be great to have them debate that. You know what? That's a good idea, Heidi. Okay, now let's go on back to Obama in the last 3 or 4 weeks of what's been going on. I mean, he's been on vacation for 2 weeks during all this time with ISIS and what's happened with Iraq. I mean, is you can't blame this. Can you blame? You can't blame this on Bush anymore, can you?
Well, which Bush? Let's let's talk about the situation over there. And now I'm not telling you anything new. I'm sure you've been over there. You've seen a lot of this. But the situation is really complicated over there. And when we look back at the senior Bush, President Bush, and President Clinton, both did a really good job of containing the violence over there, of making sure that we were involved over there, but we helped to contain the violence. And President Bush Sr. made, a seminal decision to not chase after Saddam Hussein and go into Baghdad and destabilize over there. That was a good decision. President Clinton continued that decision. Though President Bush Jr. did go in and do that and destabilize the regime, and it's been chaos since then. Now, that's been predicted for the last several administrations have predicted that if we go in there and try to take someone out, we're going to have a destabilized regime.
So you don't think that had anything to do with the fact that that Obama, after we had won this war, did not put a status of forces agreement in there allowing us to keep forces there, which was the plan for the whole time, was to have five bases with 50,000 military.
So how is it that this information continues to get out there without all the facts? Here, the facts are that it's Iraq is its own country. It's not our country, right? Maliki had to agree to let the forces stay there. And you know, and I know, that when we put forces overseas, we request that they are subject to U.S. law, not the law of the country that they're in. And Maliki would not allow that to happen.
Don't you find
now,
it in
any other president, any other country, any other issue like this, we would not force a country to keep our troops there. That's the issue that keeps getting forgotten.
Maliki had
to agree to it, and he didn't.
There has to be something strange, though, in the fact that every other country we've been in has agreed to it.
We've had trouble with Afghanistan. That's been part of the issue. They signed it. They said we can stay. But it's been a huge problem. It's been very difficult to get them to agree to that.
Heidi, I don't understand how you could actually really believe that the fact that the Obama administration, when they came in, could not get a status of forces agreement when every other country we've ever been in, including Afghanistan, has agreed to this.
How is it that we're blaming President Obama rather than Maliki, who was our plant, who was brought in, was not the choice of the people, was not someone who's going to bring
warring factions
together?
I would say that it's the way that we approach that whole thing, because I think that they were so eager to get out of Iraq that it didn't make any difference anymore.
Well, first of all, I think there was widespread agreement that we wanted to get out, in part at least, of Iraq. We shouldn't have been that deeply in there in the first place, and it was going to be very difficult to get us out in a careful manner. The fact that Maliki didn't want to agree to that, that could have happened under any president. Maliki's decision. We, at this point, we still respect the borders of other countries.
Oh, okay. Do we want to get back to respecting borders again? No, we won't go there. Frankly, after being there as much as I have in the Middle East, is knowing that that we could have signed that if it had been approached a certain way. I mean, okay, that's fine. You can argue that it's still Bush's fault, and I guess after 6 or 7 years. Okay, then let's go back into what's happened over the last year with ISIS. And now ISIS is controlling major portions of Iraq and moving into Syria. And what about Obama's initiatives there?
So I like to look for solutions, which means finding common ground. And I think we can all agree that this is an incredibly complicated situation. I'm not interested, I agree. I'm not looking for blame. I'm saying that the situation exists because of what happened in the last administration. And any president right now would be stuck with a very complicated situation overseas. So the question is, how deeply do we get involved, right? Are we going to become the world's policeman? Are we responsible for going in there and trying to restore order in an area that's had, centuries of sectarian violence? And what are we doing there in the first place? So our interests there are part strategic and part oil. And that doesn't get talked about so much. Ultimately, we need to be less dependent on the region of the country.
Part oil, right? from Iraq?
And
from
that
whole,
from
I mean,
Syria?
We're not just talking about Iraq now, right? We're talking about the whole Middle East.
No,
why
we're talking
we're
about ISIS. We're talking
place.
About ISIS that's gone on a killing spree in Iraq, northern Iraq. And, I mean, it's beheading people, killing 500, 600 right. people, including children. And Obama has sat there with his hands in his pockets throughout the last week and a half. So you don't think that, we don't have to be the world's policemen to go after these thugs. They're Neanderthals.
So I agree that they're horrific, awful group of people who are killing people of all faiths. And, I mean, really, they're
ages
right.
Too.
And we're in agreement
yes.
on that. We're in
yes.
agreement that they need to be contained. They need to be contained with a group of allies. And we certainly, I will say, absolutely, if you're suggesting that we should unilaterally go in there, send our kids in there.
I didn't say that. I did not
okay.
say that. I said you can
okay.
bomb them.
Good.
You can bomb them from afar. Heidi, we've run out of time.
All right.
You want to come back again?
Sure.
All right, Heidi. Hey, Heidi, thanks a lot. And good luck.
All right, thank you,
good
Brad.
Luck. All right. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure who's going to be on, but it'll be somebody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Ukraine's government is calling it an invasion.
We can confirm that Russian military boots are on Ukrainian ground.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says Russian tanks rolled into his country this morning with troops firing as they advanced. At least 1,000 Russian soldiers are now in Ukraine, with NATO saying another 20,000 are just across the border in Russia. The Obama administration says it's investigating reports of a second American killed while fighting with ISIS terrorists in Syria. The government has taken a second look at economic growth in the second quarter and now says the economy expanded at a robust pace of 4.2%. That's better than previously reported.
The upward revision suggests that the economy has even more momentum than many people think.
Wells Fargo Securities senior economist Mark Vittner. Applications for unemployment benefits fell by 1,000 last week. Stand by for some numbers.
The Labor Department says the